from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Hear ye, one and all. My name is Chris Jags, host, presenter, and creator of the Learn, Develop, Live, or LDL for short, podcast. And we're back for another one. How are you today? What is happening in your world? And I hope it's turning well for you. Let's talk about confidence and what it means to you and how you can get it if you're lacking it. But let's pause. Let's pause that for just 1 second. Have you booked yourself a slot on my calendar yet? I'm ready and waiting to share your free 30-minute LDL call to talk about how we can use the Learn, Develop, Live method for you. Let's talk about how we can develop a nice, shiny new habit for you, how to put it in practice to help you live your life in a higher place. I mean, doesn't everyone want that in life? A happier life? Let's work together to get you moving. If you need to pause this podcast to do so, please do. I'll be waiting for you to press play when you get back. Head over to ldlcall.com and book your free 30-minute slot, and I'll call you. So, confidence. This is a topic that is brought up a lot by my clients. There seems to be a lot of people lacking it, but on the flip side, some people just really seem to have too much of it. They appear and act cocky as well, and eventually it all just falls apart. Now, nobody is born with limitless self-confidence. If someone seems to have incredible self-confidence, it's because he or she has worked on building it for quite some time. Weeks, months, years. Self-confidence is something that you learn to build up because the challenging world of business and life can deflate you very easily. You can have a million compliments, but then you get that one negative. And it's the one negative that will just knock you down. There's a great quote linked to self-confidence by Maxwell Maltz, and it reads, "Low self-esteem is like driving through life with your handbrake on." True. Imagine spending every day completely cautious with every decision you make. Every day you just live with caution, not willing to try anything new without analysing it, not taking any sort of chance. The word risk would not even be in your vocabulary. No, thank you, world. I don't think I should try this because my lack of self-esteem and low confidence have decided and it's all going to go wrong. The biggest risk of the day could be dunking a different type of biscuit into your tea. It really is that rock and roll lifestyle. But on a serious note, some people really do spend every single one of their days exactly like this. And if you're one of them, I would really like to work with you to change that. I've been through the low self-esteem phase, the low confidence time, quiet and just going from one day to next, you know, just mixing in with the background of the world. Like you, I didn't really know what to do, what direction to go in, and even where to start. I mean, where do you start? There's no manual to this. I made some changes, and after a while, it was easy to see that some things were changing, getting better. The small things were adding up to bigger things. Some confidence, you know, started to install itself. Saw some worth in what I did and found some purpose. This is probably all started probably at the end of secondary school. And then the many years afterwards, just grown. Little by little. When I was in retail, I was in the flagship store for almost 6 years. Saw a good few managers come and go. I saw things, man. I saw some crazy stuff out there. But in all seriousness, it was actually one of my old area managers who during leaving me some feedback as one of my annual reviews, he described me as the glue for the management team and the store. People coming and going, but I was the permanent fixture that kept it all rolling around during the different transitions. And even now, today, I've been described as the glue. I take it as a big compliment, and it's comments like that That can be the foundation of that house of confidence or castle that you're trying to build. The decision is, am I a prick stick or am I more like a super glue? So how is your confidence doing? Would you like a few ideas of how you could turn this around? Even if it's just a little bit at first, because it's the little wins that end up turning into the big wins. So a couple of ideas for you. Number one, fix up, look sharp. Sound familiar? As the grime star Dizzy Rascal would say, fix up, look sharp. I'm not going to sing it for you because your ears do not deserve to bleed, do they? Now, it's obvious, I know, for some people, but you know, have a shower and a shave, if applicable. It can make a huge difference. You know, so many people feel better about themselves if they have a quick fix up. Look a bit more presentable, feel a bit fresh, you know, a little bit of a tan. The tan seems to be a bit of a popular winner, but some people just feel good if their appearance is pretty well presented. Number two, visualize yourself as you want to be. There was a Tony Robbins interview with UFC's Conor McGregor a few months ago, and they discussed his life and his approach to both his profession and just life in general. One of the biggest things I took from this was just how much McGregor would visualize himself doing whatever task he had ahead of him, whatever goal he wanted. When he had a match, he would visualize what he would do, then visualize himself winning. I mean, if you look up the Tony Robbins podcast with Conor McGregor, wherever you get your downloads from, you can definitely find a podcast worth a listen. Might be on YouTube now, I don't know. Anyway, number three, walk tall. Sitting down or standing up, if you're slouching down, you just look like the confidence has fallen out of you, or it's just fell out of you and, you know, it's a messy puddle on the floor underneath you. There was a story about a guy in Amsterdam who basically just kept getting robbed, I think about 8 times in 2 months. The thing was, this guy was huge. He was like over 6 foot, quite stocky, but, you know, it says always a but he walked around slouched, head down, no confidence, and because of this, he was a very easy, vulnerable target. I mean, robbed 8 times in 2 months. But once he changed, walked tall, looked confident, wasn't attacked again, touch wood. Another story is about a director who had 2 men either side of her when she was at a cash point machine, just getting some money out, and the plan was to steal her bank card by distracting her. Luckily, she could see what was coming, and instead, she turned to one of them, grabbed him close by the neck, and demanded to know what they were doing, with a few swear words involved there, but we'll keep this one clean. Now, whether this was a risky move, yes it was, or self-confidence in herself, the pure emotion of the situation took over, and the men ran away. Off they went. And at four, take the 100-day rejection challenge. Jia Zhang, and I hope I said that name right, apologies if I haven't, he made himself famous for recording his experience of busting fear by purposely making crazy requests of people in order to be rejected over 100 days. The idea was to desensitize himself to rejection. He was rejected by a potential investor previously and got a bit angry, so he wanted to try his method and, you know, change his outlook. Also, I've heard the West Ham United football manager, Manuel Pellegrini, during his practice five-a-side games during his training sessions, they don't use a whistle. So if a player's fouled, there's no whistle. The reason for this is it was getting the players used to rejection. So if they got fouled in a proper match and decision didn't go their way, the mindset would be so used to getting just rejected and not getting the decision that there was no reaction for them. There would be no heat of the moment anger, which obviously could have resulted in them being booked or sent off, etc., etc. Five, smile, be grateful, and volunteer. Bit of a mixed one, but they all kind of fall in line with each other. Do you know how welcoming a smile can be for anyone at all? Someone who is nervous, maybe first day at a new job where you work? A friendly smile could actually have a huge effect for that person and even yourself. Be grateful for what you have. You'll find it everywhere that someone has a complaint about everything. They're not happy, not enough money, house too small, job sucks. But flip upside down. Someone else right now is trying to find enough money to buy a loaf of bread. Another person is living on the streets and would love to have that lumpy mattress that you don't like so much and a roof over their head. What about the job? Come on, if you aren't happy with the job, why don't you just do something about it? Could you imagine the energy and the whinginess these people put into complaining about this job if they put it towards learning maybe a new skill or even looking for a job? They'd be out in no time. If you're still stuck for ideas of how to get the confidence up, have a search online. There are so many videos with hints, tips and everything, and there will be something out there for you. Hey, remember, I'm here for you too. You can still book your free 30-minute LDL call. We can talk about how we can get some confidence back for you or any other topic that matters to you. Because remember, you are the hero of your story. Book your slot. We'll talk soon. If there's no slot that you can make, let me know and we'll work something out. We'll talk another time, but just let me know. Remember, the quickest way to get and build that self-confidence is to do exactly what you're afraid to do. Take care of yourselves out there, and I'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation. 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 Motivation.